If there's one word that seems to sum up post-election America, it's divided. Here at The World, we, like many across the country and the globe, are trying to better understand these divisions, and so we're regularly checking in with voters on both sides of the political divide. We sent reporter Reynaldo Leaños Jr. to talk to one young man in McAllen, Texas.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome.
Angel Gallegos is 20 years old and studies finance here in the Rio Grande Valley. He lives about 30 miles from the border. It's also a heavily Latino area where Hillary Clinton won a lot of votes. But Gallegos, he backed Trump. For him, it was about the economy.
We wanted a game changer, someone that could bring jobs to the middle class. Well, Trump came with that narrative and brought American pride, and he also promised a lot of hope for the economy.
Gallegos himself isn't hurting economically. He lives at home with his mom, younger brother, and a cousin. He has no kids, no debt. But there is plenty of poverty around him. Gallegos worries things could get worse. So when he put Trump signs on his lawn, he got mixed reactions, including from his family, mostly Clinton supporters.
A lot of my family members, they weren't really supportive when I first came out. We have a couple of barbecues, and they try to kind of switch my ideological, political views. And for them, immigration was more the reason why they were supporting Hillary more than anything.
He says his mom and his uncles got legal status in the U.S. thanks to Ronald Reagan's amnesty program in the 80s. But Gallegos thinks that immigration policy isn't everything.
For me, I think it's more than that. For me, foreign policy, economy, and other factors are more important.
When it does come to immigration, Gallegos says it's not easy to talk about.
It's very difficult to speak with someone you know, someone that you have a friendship with, and you know they're good people, and that they just didn't come the right way. And it's a very hard topic to speak because it's so controversial, and then you have feelings involved.
Gallegos also says that he rejects the idea that just because he has Mexican roots, he should vote a certain way.
I don't think that being of a certain ethnicity should decide who you are going to support.
He says that makes it hard for him to open up about his views.
Maybe they grow a thought that you're anti-Hispanic or anti-Mexican.
Gallegos says his politics have been shaped since he was a kid.
I was very young when I started seeing that how many taxes my mom was paying, how much was taken off her paycheck that might as well be used to improve our well-being instead of being handed off to politicians who just get to play around with that extra income that could help my family. That was when I became conservative.
His mom says she's proud of her son, but her brothers, they were surprised.
Mis hermanos, pues, sí se molestaban porque decían, ¿cómo voy a creer?
She said they couldn't believe Gallegos put Trump signs on his lawn, but his mom says that's his right.
Le tengo mucha fe a mi hijo que ojalá llegues a ser el mayor de McAllen.
She says she has faith in her son. Maybe he'll become the mayor of McAllen one day. Gallegos does see himself getting more involved in politics, but for now, he says, he'll stay in school and get his degree. For The World, Reynaldo Leaños Jr., McAllen, Texas.